we take a walk. The sun is shining down.
Shining down on you. The audio, the video. I actually should be taking some pictures. I don't do a good job of this, and I always say that. I have my iPad, and I've got my phone. I can take pictures of the studios here at The Truth 104.1. The Truth in Tucson, the studio that I'm using. It feels good to be in a real radio studio. As I do the travels, those of you who have followed me for a long time know that I crisscross the country a couple of times a year, often because I prefer to have, do two things. Have Charlotte come with me on the ground, bring her back and forth to California. And I also like to spend time at radio stations that are carrying the program.
And number three, let's be honest, you're a storm chaser.
I'm chasing a storm.
You always like to travel
apparently.
When there's a big storm brewing.
But I'm a day behind it this time. When I did it a year ago, April, I was in the storm, just continued with the storm all across the country. What a miserable trip that was. But this one, I think I'm just a day behind and a little bit south of where most of the weather is. Keep my fingers crossed for that. At any rate, traveling across the country, being able to visit some of the stations here in Tucson tomorrow in Amarillo, Springfield, Missouri, I think is Thursday morning. That would make sense, right? Tomorrow. Is today Wednesday? Today's Tuesday. What is today? Wednesday is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
All right, so Wednesday is Tucson. Thursday is Amarillo. Friday is Springfield, Missouri. Saturday is Springfield, Ohio. And then if I have the oomph to drive all the way home, I'll be home late on Saturday night. The essence of all of this is sort of in league with the end of an era on the farm, which in fact makes me very sad. Edgar, whom you all remember, hopefully people have listened to the program for a long time, remember Edgar as my longtime friend, best friend in many ways, ran the farm for me for 14 years, colleague. He died a year ago in July, and there was such a, what an amazing reality that was for all of us who were involved in it. And his wife, Georgette, has decided that she needs to move on. So December 17th, she's packing all of her things up and leaving to go to the Northwest. So it'll be really a very... I'm happy for her because it's something that she needs to do to start a new life. But it's really very... it'll be very troubling. I don't know if troubling is the right word, but it'll be trying because she's picked up a lot of the slack that Edgar... frankly, took care of on the farm, and just has a wonderful aura about her, a wonderful way about her. Everybody goes to her because she was, for 20-some-odd years, a trained therapist, and she just helps everybody. You know, everybody's got a problem, goes to her. And imagine going through the grief that she's gone through for the past year and a half and not paying too much attention to it. Once in a while, she and I will talk about it, but mostly she helps the people that are around there that need... a shoulder, need a hand. And there are very few people that are that well-intentioned, that don't think about themselves. Pretty much she's always thinking and working with somebody else, one of those special people, the same as Edgar. And, you know, you wonder sometimes, why do you find yourself around people? Why are you attracted to certain people? Why are certain people attracted to you? Ever think about that in your life? Your spouse, people that you love, people you have choices you think to be around, and how the synchronicity of getting together comes out. I remember the day they walked down the driveway at the farm, looking at the two of them, wondering what in the world do these people want. And it was instantaneous. You look at somebody, you know, that happens in love sometimes. It happens in, recognition of friendships and past life experiences. And we learned that we were all the tribe in past lives. And he fit in so amazing. The fact whether it's luck or whether I'm just guided and guarded by forces that I have no control over, think about something like that happening. It's probably happened in your life if you recognize it. The people that you've come often to love, people that you work with, you and I have been together in past lives. I'm sure of it. I think I either killed you or you killed me.
I think I probably killed you, if I had to guess.
Yeah, probably that's true, if you had to guess.
We were lovers and we killed each other? Is
that could have been, yeah.
Possibly.
Right. speaking of lovers, Bill Clinton is in the news today. Because of what he's had to say about Obamacare, there's a controversy because apparently some people think he took a shot at Obama and Obamacare to protect his wife's image. And he seems to be standing by whatever it is that he said. I'm not sure I really understand what he said. Kenny, do you know, or are you comfortable spending a minute talking about what Clinton is allegedly saying or has said?
Yeah, well, he said a couple of weeks ago, maybe even a little bit more, he said that the president should stand behind what he had originally said. That
the president being Obama.
Yeah, but keeping your current health insurance.
You could keep it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's gotten a lot of criticism that he said that to try and distance himself and Hillary from Obama so that Hillary would have one less problem when she decides to run.
Not that she's going to run for president or anything. No.
Right. And now he says that that is not why he did that. It had nothing to do with it. Mm. And Hillary doesn't even know if she's going to run. It's too early to talk about.
Of course it is.
He said he was just trying to help President Obama when he made that suggestion.
The Brooklyn Bridge is for sale. How much, Roberta?
Right. And he didn't inhale either.
$4.29.
Right. Yeah. Okay. In a moment, Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us. You're probably all aware of the, I don't know if it's controversy, but the focus on Princeton, where there's a meningitis outbreak. I'm going to ask Jack about it. Yeah, he's a great believer in not vaccinating, and so can you save yourself from something as serious as meningitis if you don't have vaccine? A lot of people are going to be looking for that vaccine. Matter of fact, I think the folks at Princeton have said they're going to, there are 6,000 students, they're going to inoculate them all the staff, everybody. So that's up next here on Good Day.
This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. See for yourself this weekend during our holiday open house. Save on great gifts like stunning jewelry, apparel, and the hottest electronics. Plus, sample foods that will make your holiday party special. Everyone's invited to shop the Sam's Club holiday open house with no membership required, December 6th through 8th. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Yes, please, always use things as directed. 15 past the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, one of the great chiropractors and NUCA specialist, one of the few people in the country, around the world, in fact, that knows how to straighten out your entire system by just working on your neck, your shoulders, that sort of thing. He's got a great practice in Salt Lake City, does a local radio program there. I have great regard and respect for him. I consider him one of my good friends. He's helped me immensely. I love his attitude toward things because most of the things that he comes up with actually require him to think about what the answer to the question is.
Yeah.
So let's focus on this meningitis thing going on at Princeton and UC Santa Barbara as well. You are a person who stays as far away from the needle as you can. How do you avoid getting vaccine for meningitis under the circumstances, though, Jack? Don't you have to take some kind of precaution like that for
the first assumptions here that people make is that a vaccine will work.
In fact, you know, we don't want to get into that. My
well, we could. If we had more time, we might.
You know, I've got patient after patient who, against my advice, got flu vaccines and then got the flu within 24 hours.
Yep.
You know, and some vaccines actually, like in the case of bacterial meningitis, may very well signal.
What is meningitis? Explain to everybody. Explain to everybody what meningitis is.
Oh, okay. All right. There's a sac that covers the brain called the dura. Mm-hmm. And inside the dura, there's another sac. And inside of that are a lining. And then inside of that lining is another line called the pia mater, which is a very, very thin lining that covers the entire brain. All three of those are referred to as the meninges.
Mm-hmm.
The outside sac, the dura, contains the cerebral spinal fluid, and it insulates the central nervous system from any other kind of outside influence. It's kind of a protective sac. It goes all the way down the spinal canal. It's inside the skull. And there are certain kinds of bacteria that can infect those meninges, hence meningitis. In other words, an inflammation of the meninges. Now, the serious nature of this is that the worse the bacterial invasion and the sluggishness of the immune system of that particular victim, meningitis can kill you, and it can kill you in a matter of hours. So again, it comes back to a strong, resilient immune system. Here we are, just, what, less than a week, or maybe a week after Thanksgiving, and because of what we indulge at Thanksgiving, what we will be indulging at Christmas, what we will be indulging at Easter, what we will be indulging at July 4th celebrations, always a week to 2 weeks after that indulgence of processed carbohydrates, sugars, sweets, candies, cakes, whatever, there's always an outbreak of something that takes place. Summer colds, winter colds, flus, because the immune system becomes so taxed by this crazy stuff that we eat, we go into a dip. Now, combine that with the personal hygiene of college students. What are they eating? They're eating ramen, top ramen. They're eating cans of this or cans of that. And they're in a public bathroom area, whether male, female, or co-ed, or whatever else it is, and some of the worst hygienic practices that exist there. So they're a sitting duck for these kinds of outbreaks. Now, at Princeton, I think there was less than a dozen or something like that that have surfaced. And so what happens? The vaccine industry comes running in right behind us. Ah, we've got to vaccine everybody. We've got to vaccine everybody.
Yeah.
And then I think another case showed up at UC Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Doug, as you well know, it comes down to your own strength of your immune system. Look at all the students that didn't get meningitis and won't get meningitis, even though they're in the company of those who do have it. So as a strong, resilient immune system, and one of the biggest attacks that we can employ against our immune system is an overload of sugar. Sugar launches the biggest attack. Paralyzed isn't the word, but it might get the picture across. Paralyzes the white blood cells. It actually stops their effectiveness, their ability to recognize the enemy, their ability to respond to the enemy. And all the enemy needs is a few hours for its population to grow, and then it's the byproduct of the growing bacteria inside of us, their own toxic residue they leave behind that in many cases is much more poisonous than the actual disease.
Check out Jack's website, jackstockwell.com, for lots of important information about medical procedures, etc.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Roberto, what are you? Does Billy Joel have a Christmas album? I said yesterday, I think it was.
No.
Most pop singers have Christmas albums. He's Jewish, but even a lot of Jewish people that are entertainers and singers have Christmas albums, right, Kenny?
A lot of them do, but Billy Joel doesn't.
Does not.
And Barbara Streisand too.
Yeah, I mean, Barbara Streisand, a very popular Christmas album. So Billy Joel is in the news today. He has announced that he'll take up residency at Madison Square Garden in New York, but he's got one condition. He says he'll play there once a month as long as people want him to play once a month. I can't imagine that'll be a problem. Story at DougStefan.com today. There have been four previously announced shows, one in January, one in February, one in March, and one in April. They are already all sold out. He'll also perform on his 65th birthday, which is May 9th. Tickets for that show go on sale Saturday. He said that he's thrilled to be coming home to his family at Madison Square Garden. Performing at Madison Square Garden is a thrilling experience. He said, I've played different venues all over the world, but there's no place like coming home to the Garden. Since my first show there in 1978, I've always looked forward to the energy of the crowd there. I'm honored to be joining the Madison Square Garden family. Look forward to taking the stage of the newly transformed Garden to create more memorable nights. He has played 46 shows over his career at Madison Square Garden, has the record for the most consecutive sold-out concerts there with 12. New Yorkers love him, Roberta. Do they not? Billy Joel is one of those people. I've never really been a big Billy Joel fan, frankly, but I understand, especially with New Yorkers, how he appeals to them. And so, you know, it's kind of a cool thing under this circumstance. What's the ticket cost for something like this? $250? $300? How much does it cost?
Oh, it would have to, easily.
Why would it have to?
Because Billy Joel, he would charge at least $300 a ticket, I would imagine.
Was it yesterday on the air, off the air? I can't remember where I was, but I know I had a conversation with somebody yesterday about the cost of ticket prices.
Very high.
Was it? Yeah.
I personally wouldn't pay $300 to see Billy Joel, but I think people would.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, New Yorkers especially would pay the kind of money. I'm just trying to remember where the heck I was. I don't even remember yesterday. I know it became the focus of the conversation with somebody for a while, the essence of what it costs to get into concerts these days and how people can afford to go to a concert. The average person with average pay doesn't have $400 a seat. I mean, when I went to the ball game earlier this year, I think it was $250, $300 for a seat, a decent seat at Fenway Park.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. Anyway, the story of Billy Joel and the deal at Madison Square Garden is covered nicely, thank you, at DougStefan.com. Time for a 2020 news quiz question. Everybody ready?
Ready.
All right.
Ready.
According to test results released yesterday, American 15-year-olds hold a position of distinction in the world, what is it? American teenagers, actually, hold a distinction. What is it? 888-302-3684. As a result of some studies that have been done, this is an international study about something that goes on in every country, literally and figuratively. So it's about, I guess, where we stand in comparison to the others. So what is the result of the information that was published yesterday about American teenagers? They hold a position of distinction in the world. What, pray tell, would that be? 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. If you have the answer and you have not won before, you want a swell prize, why not? We're keeping what I think this is the sort of story that requires a little more consideration and conversation. So we'll have that in connection with your answers, plus Dream Big America contestants in the next half hour here on Good Day.
When Edna Guyen had a root canal, her dentist told her,
"If you think you're in pain now, wait another hour."
But Edna didn't take any pain pills.
I thought, before I take it, I'm going to try some ground turmeric on the wound. And I immediately put a wad of it in my mouth. The pain immediately receded. I didn't think anything more of it until my dentist called me later to find out how I was doing. And I said, "I'm doing fine."
Turmeric is a spice and an anti-inflammatory.
Turmeric is also a great disinfectant and antiseptic.
Ethne's husband, Philippe Devienne.
It has great disinfectant properties that have been known thousands of years. It actually heals your wound faster than any other antiseptic that I know.
The Deviennes should know. They scour the world hunting for rare spices. I'll post some scientific information on turmeric on our website. Tomorrow, the Deviennes talk about their travels. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor. And get special financing and gift cards, too. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Wait a minute, no, 33 at the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of things happening. We want to get you caught up on a few stories. Our 2020 news quiz question will result in some conversation about the answer once we get it. 888-302-3684. The results of testing came out yesterday. An American high school students, teenagers, hold a position of distinction. What is that? 888-302-3684. Doug's Good Day. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. We're going to have our Dream Big America contestants. There are three of them in the next, 5, 6, 7 minutes. If you're following along with this contest that we run every Tuesday and Wednesday at Good Day, you can go actually to our archives, DougSteffen.com, or you can go to the other website that I use to promote the Dream Big America contest. It's dreambigamerica.us. All the contestants are there. You can learn about them. You can listen to the audio from the interviews for either at either site. We'll bring you this would be an edited version of the three contestants this week who are vying for the $20,000 prize at the end of the month. And one of the contestants early on won $1 million. One of the Dream Big America contestants in the first month won $1 million last week in Amsterdam.
So cool.
To promote his business. That was very cool, actually. And first Americans ever won. This contest has been held every year for the past, 10, 12, 14 years. First time an American participated. Happened to be somebody that had appeared on this program. So won $1 million. God love them. The story about the Delta flight, this is so unbelievably stupid. I can't believe that somebody in management, I can't believe that Delta is run by people who are this stupid. If you did not hear the story, this is about a full flight of passengers that got tossed off the plane so the University of Florida men's basketball team could get to Connecticut in time for a game on Monday. They ended up losing it, by the way, as well they might have with these sort of shenanigans. A spokesperson for Delta said that all of the passengers on this flight flying out of Florida's Gainesville Regional Airport, all of their seats were canceled after the plane the team was supposed to get on had a mechanical. So listen to this. Instead of finding another plane, they take 50 paying passengers who are so baloney-faced at this point, they ought to be. Every bad bit of publicity Delta gets for this is deserved. Every single word that's negative about Delta, this is so moronic. You go, they didn't have to be there till Monday. This was Sunday. You find them another plane, you morons, and let them wait there for a couple of hours till they fly another plane in. You don't throw everybody.
They had a game that they had to get to
on Monday. Yeah, so they had a game on Monday. This is Sunday. So they have plenty of time. From Gainesville up to Hartford is about a two-hour, maybe two-hour and 15-minute flight. So they had the rest of the day on Sunday, or they could have sent them over to Orlando and put them on a plane over there. No. They threw everybody. This is the kind of stuff that makes people hate the airlines, generally speaking, because the management is usually so bad they come up with this kind of stupidity. Even though all of the passengers were rebooked and most of them got out on Sunday, still some were inconvenienced. They didn't get out till Monday. And, you know, they gave them travel vouchers. That's fine. But there are some people who had things they had to get to. I wouldn't have, you know what? I wouldn't have let them take me off the plane. If I was sitting on the plane and somebody said, you got to get off, nope, go get the police. Drag me off. And make sure you get a television video camera at the same time. And if they weren't there, I'd have found one. You just don't do stuff like that. So whatever, am I the only one who feels this way? Go around the room. Jennifer, what happens if you encounter a situation like that?
Oh, I'm with you, sir. Absolutely with you. I'm out.
Yeah. Roberta?
Oh, I'd want a whole bunch of vouchers for free flights. And
yeah.
I would definitely consider it.
You'd think it was okay.
If they gave, but they'd have to buy you off.
Free flights, yeah.
But if you didn't want to get off the flight, and they made you get off the flight, that's really what if you wanted to get off, you made the decision on your own, that's fine.
Well, I mean, I may not have wanted to get off, but, you know, you wave $1,000 worth of vouchers in my face.
Right.
Well,
yeah, okay,
so Roberta can be bought. You and I get mad, Doug. Roberta can be bought.
I just would, yeah. But, I mean, I never take the vouchers because I always need to be someplace.
Right, because why
else
would
you travel? And I usually schedule it because I got to get, in the least amount of time, I got to get from point A to point B. Hello. And if somebody had, honestly, if somebody had come to take me off that plane and explained what they would, I would not have gotten off the plane.
Yeah.
Nope. No. All right. So anyway, there's that. I think we've
I would have lectured the boys how bad football is for you.
I might have done that. Yep. But this was a,
this is a basketball team.
So no
lectures.
So basketball,
but nobody would have paid attention to you.
My daughter got hit in the head by a basketball. She was out for 3 weeks.
Yeah. That's like soccer. It's not good. That sort of thing. But it's not the rule. That's the exception. The rule, what happens in football is the rule. What happens in basketball, that kind of stuff, is the exception. There is another story at DougStephan.com today about a pretty embarrassing mistake involving a Statue of Liberty stamp that probably will come back to haunt the U.S. Postal Service. This is a forever stamp design released a couple of years ago, not based on the Statue of Liberty, but on a replica outside of a casino in Las Vegas, the New York casino. There's another bunch of bozos. I mean, no wonder there's $6 billion in the hole. Nobody has any common sense. They don't know how to run these places. Why, if you're going to do a stamp that honors Lady Liberty, don't you have a picture of Lady Liberty on the stamp and not something taken outside of a hotel in Las Vegas?
Yeah, no kidding.
It's pathetic. Isn't it?
If only you ran the world, sir.
But honestly, come on. Tell me that that's nothing but pathetic.
No, you're right.
Really?
I can't believe it. Two in a row, I'm agreeing with you 100%.
Thank you, Jennifer. Should I stop now?
Write this down. I don't know if we should go for three. Holy moly.
Yeah. All right, let's get the answer to our 2020 News Quiz question, and then we'll do the Dream Big America contestants. All right, Michael, who'd you say is there to speak? What is it? Corrine. Hello, Corrine. Welcome to Good Day. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks.
Is it C-O, Corrine, or K-A?
It's C-O.
C-O, Corrine. Where are you?
I'm in Anchorage.
Anchorage. All right, nice to hear. It's always good to hear from people all around the country and, in fact, get input from people all around the world. I think it makes it more interesting to hear from folks, and we're always connected to the three or four stations up in Alaska. Okay, so there was a release yesterday of information about teenagers in America. What was it?
It was about not performing in math and reading.
Yep. American teenagers scored below the international average in both math, science, actually more than, it was math, science, and reading.
Right.
And we were compared to dozens of other countries who participated in the Program for International Student Assessment. The United States was 26th in math, Corrine, trailing nations like Slovakia, Vietnam. Hello. The United States is behind Slovakia and Vietnam.
Hey, they're smart in Slovakia.
Yeah, okay. I know you're a Slovakian.
No, I'm a Czech.
Czechs, Slovakians, all the same.
Not that.
How about that? I'm a retired teacher, so that's awful.
Isn't it awful?
Yeah.
What was it like when you were teaching? Did you feel like you were really getting through and the students were really interested? What did you teach, by the way?
For most of them. I taught elementary.
Yeah. All right. So
for the most
easy.
Part, that was some who did not do well, but for the most part, I felt that they were.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the winners, the people who scored best in math, science, and reading were from Shanghai and that region of China.
So. How about that?
That tells you something, yeah. I mean, we all make fun of the Chinese because of the crap that they make and they bring over here. We're dumb enough. We're dumb all the way around. We're dumb enough to buy the stuff. And
exactly.
Right?
Everything we use, it comes from there.
It seems to. All right, Corina, delight talking with you. I hope you have a wonderful day, and maybe is it too early to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year? Well, I wish it to you anyway because we probably won't speak again.
Hold on, thank you.
Yeah, hold on just a second. If you want a swell prize, we'll send you one. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. 18 before the hour, the Dream Big America contestants for your consideration and review coming right up here on Good Day.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Thinking about the perfect gift for the movie or TV lover on your shopping list? Skip the DVDs. Today's entertainment fans enjoy movies and TV shows when they want and where they want. Whether it's on a phone, laptop, or big screen TV, that's where MGO comes in. MGO is the new entertainment service that makes it simple to get all your favorite movies and shows on your favorite devices. And MGO gift cards, now available at select Kroger and Safeway supermarkets, let you choose the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Choose gift cards for new movies like The Heat, The Wolverine, The Smurfs 2, and more. It's the perfect way to give a digital movie that was specially chosen by you. MGO offers a huge selection of movies and TV shows, and delivers new releases before anyone else, months before Netflix. And with no monthly fees, it's the easiest way to get all the best entertainment instantly. For more on MGO gift cards, visit MGO.com.
No way! You know how much we save by cutting this down ourselves? We're almost to the car, we can make it!
It's getting closer!
Why aren't you hibernating?
There is a better way to save. At the Sears Monday sale this Saturday, get 60% off coats for the family and 50% off a Craftsman Mechanics tool set. Plus, Shop Your Way members get 10% in points with Sears card on first $1,000 of each qualifying purchase used by January 31st. Sears. Points offered 12/26. Valid opt-in email required. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12/7.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. All right, so the Exergen Mom Knows Best Tips. We've invited you to post your best health tips for the cold and flu season at Doug Steffen. No, we haven't done it at DougSteffen.com. We've done it at Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Kenny, right?
Right.
All right, so what do we have that's new, that's good? What's, by the way, at stake here? Every time we come up with a winner, we're going to give away some Exogen blankets and thermometers, that kind of stuff. So it's very valuable. It's worth a few minutes of your time to send us either mom knows best tips, dad knows best tips, grandparents know best tips, whatever it is, things that will help people survive through the cold and flu season that is upon us. So what hot stuff have we got there? A few examples, Kenny.
Hope says hand washing, not hand sanitizers.
Mm-hmm.
He hates those.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Bridget says take Alimune.
Yep.
And Shauna says, clean doorknobs, steering wheel in the car, the TV remote, and your computer keyboard.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all good.
Absolutely.
All right, so Exogen will have you covered. We have these giveaways connected to your health tips. Go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show and give us your best so you can be eligible for the blankets and the thermometers from our friends at Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. We have a couple of seconds for each of our Dream Big America weekly contestants. You're able to vote at DougStefan.com. Go to the Dream Big America site, the logo there, or just go to DreamBigAmerica.us. Look over the three contestants. We've got a few seconds of Mark Moore, who is the CEO of Mana Nutrition, one of the people vying for consideration in your vote this week in our entrepreneurial adventure called Dream Big America.
What if I said, instead of losing weight, Americans could give weight to a global marketplace for calories where calories are collected and recycled and given to a child across the globe who desperately needs them to survive? We call it the calorie cloud, and here's how it works. You go to the gym or make a healthy food choice, and when you do, those calories are counted, captured, and pushed to a cloud or a bank. Your phone or your fitness device stores them and marks them as donated by you. And your insurance company or your employer pays 30 cents to turn them into little 500-calorie packets of peanut butter. Now, this is not charity. In fact, it's a real bargain for the insured. The CDC says that every overweight employee costs a whopping $2,000 extra every year. To pay for every calorie you donate might cost your employer $50 max. It's the ultimate win-win.
Yeah, this is great. This is really, go to mananutrition.org or check out the description of this. This is a brilliant idea. All right, check it out. I'm very pleased that we have such great ideas being presented on Dream Big America. Go to the dreambigamerica.us site and find out more about Mark. Here's a few seconds of Allison Downey, who is from a company called Wee Spring, W-E-E Spring, in New York.
We set out to really create Yelp for parents, where they could get advice from their friends about everything that they need for their family and have it be really socially integrated, so that layer of trust and relevance is there. So when you log into WeSpring using your Facebook account, if you're looking for a car seat, you'll see the four that are most popular with your friends, along with a short comment like, while this is heavy, it feels really safe and secure, and it was easy to install. And when that's coming from someone I trust, it's all I need to know. And WeSpring also answers parents' big questions like, how can I help my teething baby, or what do I need to start solids?
All right, so that's
something that we just launched this week called WeLists.
Allison,
and they're their friend lists for those ages and stages.
Allison Downey from WeSpring, Yelp for Parents. Great idea, again, encouraging entrepreneurialism. That's what I'm doing on Good Day, and hopefully all of these people will have, because there's exposure here, a little help as well. Final person is David Shate from Travelfy.
Group travel is complicated. Travelfy makes it easy by solving all the coordination headaches of group travel. Through Travelfy, users can collaborate on trip itineraries, book travel deals, and manage shared expenses.
All right, this is pretty easy to understand. This is very easy, actually, to get. Travelfy.com. You want to vote for one of these three to encourage them to move ahead in their business and be eligible for the $20,000 in prizes for this month. Go to dreambigamerica.us. Connect to it at DougStefan.com if you'd like.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise,
on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring.
This is Bob Hope and Marilyn Maxwell. Many of you don't remember Marilyn Maxwell, and I'm hoping most of you, though, at least know who Bob Hope was. Singing together Silver Bells from the movie The Lemon Drop Kid, which was the most successful Christmas musical of the year 1951. Bob Hope at that time had established himself a big star and continued for the rest of his life. Marilyn Maxwell was sort of at the apex of her career, as I remember. A nice, warm, wonderful Christmas movie for you to see with your family very easily. The time spent with the family, you wouldn't have to worry about anything going on here that younger children would see. All right, so Chuck Curry is off today. He'll leave it to the four of us, Kenny and Roberta and Jennifer and me, to bring you up to date with some movie news. Also, our contest today, which features the movie that was best, number one, best remembered from 1994, although it gets a lot of airings every year now. So if you remember back to 94, you put these three pieces of audio from the movie together, you can get a swell prize by dialing us at 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue.
Children hold the spirit of Christmas within their hearts. You wouldn't want to be responsible for killing the spirit of Christmas, now would you, Santa?
888-302-3684. Anybody got it yet?
No.
No. Mm-mm. All right. It's then clue number two for you.
Have you ever seen a reindeer fly?
Yes.
Well, I haven't.
Have you ever seen $1 million?
No.
Just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Aha.
Oh, I was just watching this last night. I've got it.
You got it. Okay. 888-302-3684. Last clue.
How do reindeer fly? They don't have any wings.
Fairy dust?
That's from Peter Pan, Dad.
Horns.
Antlers.
Whatever. Their antlers give them, you know, there's a slipstream effect. The air go, if they move fast, they're weightless.
Uh-huh. All right, there you go, yada, yada, yada. So what's the name of that movie? If you have it, call us at 888-302-3684. Some movie news, miscellanea, in essence, from the world of movies. In just a moment, this is Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
All right, 888-302-3684. Get the call in so we can go to you in about a minute for the contest today. Meanwhile, a lot of people are talking about Paul Walker still. Would we consider him to be a movie star?
Yes.
I think so, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Why? He had a very successful franchise. I mean, how many 7 movies did they make for Fast and Furious? That's a big deal.
7th, yeah, right. How much of a contributor was he, though? Would they have been successful? We're going to find out, because they're not going to be in number 7. So will they be successful? Is it just a formula thing that people just find themselves in, luckily?
I think he was a talented actor. I mean, Pleasantville was great. He had some other credits that I think contributed anyway to his career and to his success.
Yeah.
Besides that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at some of the things, the hoaxes that have been online about him. Really amazing, the kind of stuff they're putting his daughter through as well. It's pretty disgusting, actually. Mm-hmm. All right, some other movie news. British singer Rita Ora has been cast in the 50 Shades of Grey movie as Christian Grey's adoptive sister, Mia. How many people have read these books? Because there's more than one, right?
I have not. There are three.
Three of them, yeah. You have not, Jennifer?
No, I haven't. You know, my mom told me how bad they were that I just decided not to read them.
Bad in what way?
They're just horribly written. It's a bad story from what she says. She said it's just basically porn. You know, if you just want
to
read it for the porn.
I would have to agree with that.
Yeah, she said it's like kind of ridiculous. She couldn't even get past the first one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
So I downloaded the first one. I have it. I've just never read it because she said it was terrible. So,
okay.
You know.
Listen to your mother.
I do.
Let's get an answer to our quiz. Let's go to Linda in Kansas listening to you. Good day. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for asking. What's the name of that movie from 1994?
Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Yeah, the
Good
Santa
job.
Claus, 1994. You got the prize, ma'am. Thank you. 59F.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.